Greetings, bad movie lovers, and welcome to a special sneak preview of one of the new members-only series here at the show, Bimon Sci-Fi Con.
That's right, it's Bimon Sci-Fi Con!
Join me and my co-host Stephanie Kennerly, who you may remember from such episodes as Volcano, Sudden Death, and Life, as we get together twice a month to venture across the landscape of science fiction from the astounding to the absurd. And we are going clones out with our bones out, as Stephanie got us started with Jeffrey Nachmanoff's Replicas from 2018. I hope you enjoy the preview. Stephanie, welcome.
Nick, welcome. Hi.
We're getting the ball rolling. We're firing up the clone cubes.
So excited!
Is that what they are? They call them pods.
Pods, yeah. but I always thought of a pod as being more circular.
Yes.
But you know, hey, I'm not the scientist who created them, so I guess I don't get to name them.
Yeah, pods need to have at least some kind of curvature, even if they're rectangular. You know, I feel like some sort of curve along the surface. It's got to be a window where you look in on somebody's face, but yeah, we're sort of doing a little cloning action, both literally and figuratively, as this is the new sub-series for bad movies we love, the Bimon Sci-Fi Con. But
Bimon Sci-Fi Con,
so that we don't get sued, which I don't think we would anyway, but this is a bi-monthly science fiction conversation. Yeah, so it's close. We're just borrowing it because we both love The Simpsons, and
exactly,
it's a good joke.
They're just so damn clever. Can't help it.
So yeah, we're gonna figure it out a little bit as we go, but we landed on a starting position at least, and it's familiar territory in that Replicas would be a movie that you and I would talk about on my show probably anyway at some point. So
yes.
So yeah, it's all going to be a little bit familiar, and then we'll change things up and get into some different territory. I think we'll stray away from being as heavily produced as the other show, where there's a lot of sound bites and a lot of segments, and this will be a little bit more informal and casual. And I mean, the other show is of course very casual, but lots of sound bites and dragging and editing and the software. So trying to strip a little bit of that out of it and have it be more gritty. No, not really.
Exactly. But we will be the stars. It's not about the editing. It's about our brilliance.
Hopefully from your mouth to God's ears. But yes, how are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
We're safe. Powers on. It was very windy yesterday, so I was like, and we had to drive out past the territory of one of the lesser fires, and it was still pretty smoky, and the air quality sucked out there, but things are trending at least in the right direction with that, but I have not slept much in the last couple of weeks, because my dog is having GI issues, so I've been cleaning up dog diarrhea for like almost 2 weeks straight, and at various hours of the early a.m. So today it was 2 a.m. Yeah, and then it's like I got up again at 7 because I hear her wailing, and then I gave her like her
poor
food
thing
and her medication and stuff, and it's just like we got her a new sort of orthopedic foam dog bed, and it's nice, but of course it's white. And I was like, all right, she's on her anti-diarrhea medication. Like, she's eating the rice. Like, we got it under control. We let her out like right before bed. So it's 12:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I hear this like screaming downstairs. I come and there's just like puddles everywhere. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't have it in me. And then I found out that I like missed one of her medications because I'm so tired that I'm losing track of everything.
Oh gosh.
So it's been rough, but I'm glad that I had the opportunity to just like sit down and watch Replicas again, because I had seen it in theaters back in 2018. It might have even been a MoviePass use I don't think A-List was out yet in 2018, or it might have just been starting, but definitely saw it at AMC with like two other people in the theater.
Yeah, this fell into like my movie black hole period where I had no idea like what was coming out and I wasn't seeing anything new. So I didn't see it until like 2 years ago, maybe. But when I did, I was like, oh, this is really cool. And I was very entertained by it. And I'm going to watch it again almost immediately. So I sort of had a liked it right away experience with it. Which I guess most of America didn't.
Most of America did not, in fact. And, you know, it has a aggregate score of 42, which is, let's see, Rotten Tomatoes Critics was a 29, Metacritic a 19, IMDb 55, Letterboxd 40, and a Google rating of 65. But it does have apparently 20,000 Letterboxd reviews, so a lot of people have seen this, but it's in the bottom 3% of all movies that are scored on this aggregate, or on this aggregator, I should say. So it's down there at the bottom, but so was Joker. They were both in the bottom, like 2 or 3%. So I think we're starting both of these sub-series with movies that really belong on the show, if nothing else.
That's a very political way of putting it. Yeah. Tactful, I should say. Let's not say political. Let's not do that.
It's too soon. But yeah, this was directed by Jerry Nachmanoff, who, you know, I was not familiar with really as a filmmaker, but I had seen Traitor, which he directed back in 2008. And it was just like, I saw that because it was Don Cheadle and I was curious and I liked that. So I was never sort of starting from a place of I'm against this filmmaker or I'm for him. I was just, this is another movie where I'm like, I'm interested in the person who's in the lead and the subject matter, not so much the person behind the camera.
Yeah, I think I mean, I didn't come into it with any sort of expectation, which is probably one of the reasons why I was not disappointed in any way. I was like, okay, it's sci-fi. It seems like an interesting premise. And Keanu Reeves, let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how I told that's how I psyched myself up to go see it. I'm like, how bad could it be? And I think my expectations,
that's a difficult question.
Yeah, I think my expectations were probably higher than I had, definitely higher than I had this time, because I remember seeing it in 2018 thinking like this was maybe one of the worst movies I saw the entire year. And then watching it last night, I'm like, I don't think it's that bad. It just, I have a lot of the same issues with it, but you know,
it is not without its issues. I will grant you that.
But you know, you saw it more recently and you didn't really go into it with any sort of expectation. So like, what was your first takeaway from this movie?
That is a good question. You're asking me to go deep into the recesses of my mind, and it's very possible that those memories have been deleted. I just recall thinking, it brought up a lot of interesting questions for me, like philosophical, ethical, theological. It didn't answer any of them or attempt to answer any of them, but it brought them up, and that, you know, led me intellectually down some rabbit holes that made the movie stick with me. So that was probably my takeaway, was just constantly thinking about all the questions surrounding what he did and why and how, and not so much how, they don't go into how really, but yeah, just the big questions.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I sort of was grappling with this notion of the movie is going into interesting territory, but I think one of the tricky things about science fiction is you don't want to bite off more than you can chew. And this movie has like so much in its mouth that it's going to choke because it's grappling with just so many different types of science at the same time. And then you're trying to fold in like ethical and moral considerations on top of it. And it gets very crowded. And none of those ideas, I think, have enough room to really breathe all that effectively, because all of a sudden we see that, hey, here's my buddy who works on my team doing mind mapping, right? This seems pretty important. We got a government grant, probably super time consuming. Like, nah, this is just his part-time gig. He clones things in the other part of the basement and he's like a full-time clone guy, but then he works part-time over here. So just like little things like that started adding up, and you know, we'll dig into that a little bit more, but I mean, I'm sure a lot of people haven't seen this because it's 2018, so it's fairly new, especially for this show. But do you want to do the honors with the limerick and give the listeners a little heads up on what this is about?
I would love to. Let's see. So, there once was a genius in pain who cloned his family when they died in the rain. But his evil tech boss threatened him with more loss, so he loaned a killer robot his brain.
That's good, yeah. That's that'll sum it up for you. And I think that's probably one of, like, again, another interesting idea. You know, the movie ends at a place where it's like, is there going to be a sequel to this movie? and I'm like, I mean, that might actually be a better movie because it might be more narrowly focused on just Robo Bill. But again, you know, it does a lot. Like, it's got iRobot in there. It's got Iron Man in there. It's got all these other like clone movies in there. So I also did a limerick, though. It was super. I was drinking my morning cup of coffee and I was like, if this is what we're going to do for the show, I'll commit to it. Right.
I like limericks. Let's do this.
You're better than I am, but you've got more. Oh, so okay. This is my first one. Okay. There once was a science dude. His happy family misconstrued. Tragedy awaits. He decides to tempt fate. Now it's all about to come unglued.
See, now that is a non-spoiler limerick.
Yeah.
That is a teaser limerick. That's you know, see, we went in different directions there. It was good. Mine's very like, let's cram as many details into it as possible.
Well, that's good because we're trying to tell the audience about this movie had they not seen it. And so, yeah, if you haven't seen it, now's probably a good time to just like check out, watch the movie, come back and listen to this at another time. And maybe this is where I'll cut the trailer episode. Be like, come back and pay to listen to the second half of this conversation.
Fund my
right?
life.
Yeah, no, just, you know, pay for music. Help keep the lights on here at the show. Yeah. Buy me a cup of coffee because I'm not sleeping much these days.
A movie ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it'll add up over time. After several subscriptions and months, we'll be able to afford a single movie ticket in Los Angeles. Thank you for checking out this preview episode of Baimon Sci-Fi-Con. I look forward to embarking on this journey with Stephanie, and I hope you had a good time with us too. If you did, you can join the Resistance members only and get more exclusives like Bad Movie Futures, Rom-Comathon, and anything else I decide to tack on by clicking on the link in the show notes or going to badmovieswelove.captivate.fm/support. Thank you for listening. Be good. Do good. Take care, everybody.